I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In Los Olivos, California today, there's an arrest warrant for pop music superstar Michael Jackson at his Neverland Ranch. His arrest is being sought on multiple counts of child molestation. His ranch was searched by law enforcement officials yesterday. There were two other search warrants about Michael Jackson elsewhere in Southern California as well. At a press conference today, the Santa Barbara County Sheriff, Jim Anderson, spoke further about the case.
The service of the warrants was part of an ongoing investigation alleging criminal misconduct on the part of Michael Jackson. The basis for this investigation regarding Mr. Jackson involves allegations of child molestation, 288A of the California Penal Code. Additionally, an arrest warrant for Mr. Jackson has been issued on multiple counts of child molestation.
Here to talk with us about this story is NPR's Kim Masters. Welcome, Kim. Was there any more specifics about the charges given in this press conference today?
Well, they told us that there are multiple counts, but they would not specify how many. They said the details will be sealed for 45 days. They would not specify how many alleged victims there are. There's been reports about one 12-year-old boy, but there are the officials in Santa Barbara wouldn't say exactly how many. They said that Mr. Jackson will be held on $3 million bail when and if they find him, and that each of these counts, however many there are, would involve a 3 to 8 year sentence if he's convicted. However, there seems to be a complicated formula, and it wasn't clear what potential sentence in the worst case he might face.
When and if they find him, where is Michael Jackson? And it doesn't seem very likely that someone like that could hide out.
Well, you know, we had been told he was in Las Vegas. The Santa Barbara officials today said that they weren't exactly clear where he was. There are reports that he's negotiating a surrender, but it's not quite clear whether they know where he is and are being coy about it or whether they actually don't know where Michael Jackson is.
This is not the first time that there have been charges of this kind of thing associated with Michael Jackson, but it's more serious now?
Yes, in 1993 he was sued. Charges were never filed in that case, and it was settled. The amount was never disclosed, but we are led to believe it was quite an expensive settlement. The law has changed in certain key ways, and the circumstances are different in this case. The law has been changed specifically because of Michael Jackson, we're told, so that an alleged child victim can now be compelled to testify. In this case, the officials say he will be charged, as he was not in the last case. They also say they do not expect this alleged victim to file a civil case, opening the door to a settlement as it terminated the case last time. And they also say they believe they have a cooperative victim who will not then withdraw as this victim in 1993, the alleged victim in 1993 did.
The consequences could be very serious then for Michael Jackson.
Well, yes. There were lots of questions at today's press conference about his children and their whereabouts. The official said that as far as they knew, they were not in the state of California, but obviously the media was very interested in knowing whether, with the father charged with molestation of a minor, whether those children would be left in his custody. And then, of course, there's the potential for jail time.
NPR's Kim Masters, thanks very much.
Thank you.